It's 10 questions on famous people born in March. And I know it's May, but sometimes these episode ideas, they slip through the cracks, and I check the chart, and I'm like, oh, I forgot to do that, so let's just... Trivia with Buds! What it be? And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thank you so much for checking out this show. Today's episode is all about March birthdays. I don't have any close friends or family with March birthdays, but maybe you do. This episode was picked by super friend Jess Whitener, so we're going to make it a good one. And I know it's a few months late, but sometimes I get besides myself, and I did not check and keep up with my Patreon spreadsheet. So I still have to record these ones for March. I'll let you guys know. Chicago History, Charmed, the original series. It says, for my wife, winky face. And that's from Dan Papello in Australia. So it's not for Dan. It's for his wife. She loves Charmed. Dan does not like Charmed. It's not for Dan. But his wife, not Dan, but his wife. Again, his wife likes... Okay. Brenda Martinez wants Chicago History. Dan is doing Charmed. Jen Wojnar wants Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Jess wanted this episode, March Celebrity Birthdays. Jim Fields wants Orange is the New Black. Lauren Ward wants The Good Place. And Sarah McKevitz wants Dylan McKay. So all those things will be coming in the next week or so. And then I'll jump on to April. We got like five left from April. And then we'll catch up with May. So again, if you want to write some questions for any of those topics before I record them, that would be super helpful. Always looking for help recording content for the podcast. If I have the questions ready to go, it's easy for me to record them. The thing that takes me a little bit longer is actually writing the questions and researching some things. So if you want to do that, if you're into that kind of thing, feel free to send me 10, 5, 15 questions on any of those topics I just mentioned, or any topic at all, and I could work it in the future. Happy to do that. But today's episode will be a fun one. Like I said, all about March birthdays. And I'll give you like a little birthday for the person and a tidbit, and you tell me who we're talking about. A lot of fun stuff going on this week. Getting ready for the big Harry Potter show, May 31st, 2 weeks from this Friday. And I'd love to see you there if you live in Southern California or anywhere around Upland, California specifically. It's going to be at Last Name Brewing, 7 to 9 p.m. Tickets are $10, and you could have up to 8 people on your team to help you win so many different prizes. I have about 20 different items going to the first place team, and then a bunch of other stuff that we're going to raffle off for everyone. Everyone will get a raffle ticket as soon as they walk in as a purchased player. And so even if you don't win first, you will have a chance to win some stuff in raffles throughout the night. Stuff like dollar beer tickets, where you can get any beer for a dollar. Stuff like Harry Potter magnets, scarves, bookmarks, all kinds of cool stuff coming your way. And the first place team will get a huge haul of similar stuff. I'm going to start posting pictures daily for the 2 weeks leading up to the show. So starting this Friday, you'll see a different item every day that you can win at this event. Tickets are available at the top of my website, triviawithbuds.com. Just click the banner and buy some tickets. 47 tickets sold right now. The place holds about 100, so we're about half full. Another thing I'm doing this week, I'm trying this. Let me know what you guys think of this idea at my bingo locations. I'm going to try this thing called Trivia Bingo, which I've wanted to do for a while. I'm going to ask up to 50 random trivia questions, and then I'll have all the answers printed on bingo cards in a random order. So the players will have to know the answer to the question and then go, okay, capital of California, Sacramento, and then look for Sacramento on their card and dab it off. When you get five in a row, you yell bingo like you would, and we'll see how it goes. But that's my idea. I wanted to do that for a few years now, and finally am doing it this week. If it goes well, I could switch the questions out every couple weeks, which would be cool too for all the locations. And tomorrow, I'll actually be doing a quick batch of 15 questions of the 50 that I'm using for that first batch of Trivia Bingo cards on the podcast. So you can see how you do with 15 of the 50 questions. All right. Okay, guys, let's jump into 10 questions on 10 March birthday celebrities and see if you can guess them all. Just a warning, some of these people are dead and have been dead a long time. Here we go. All right, March birthdays. I'll give you the birthday and then a little tidbit. You tell me who we're talking about. Question number one, March 2nd, 1904. This famous kids literature author with the first name of Theodore was born. What's his more famous name? Question number one, March 2nd, 1904. This famous kids lit author with the first name of Theodore was born. What's his more famous name? Question number one. Question number two, March 14th, 1879, this gravity-loving smart guy was born. Who was he? Question number two, March 14th, 1879, this gravity-loving smart guy was born. Nice and vague. Who was he? Question number three, March 20th, 1928. This guy was born who became famous for putting on shoes and sweaters daily. Who was he? Number three, March 20th, 1928. This guy was born who became famous for putting on shoes and sweaters daily. Who are we talking about? Question number four, March 24th, 1874. This man with a wife named Bess died in 1936 doing a stunt. Who was it? Number four, March 24th, 1874. This man with a wife named Bess died in 1936 doing a stunt. Who was it? Question number five, March 25th, 1925. This author wrote a fantastically dark short story called A Good Man Is Hard to Find. Who was she? One of my favorites. Number five, March 25th, 1925. This author wrote a fantastically dark short story called A Good Man Is Hard to Find. Who was she? Question number six, March 31st, 1929, this woman was born and was famous for being the first CEO of a Fortune 500 company. Who was she? Number six, March 31st, 1929, this woman was born and was famous for being the first CEO of a Fortune 500 company. Who was she? Number seven, March 1st, 1994, this Canadian singer has the middle name Drew. Who is he? Number seven, March 1st, 1994. This Canadian singer has the middle name of Drew. Who it be? Question number eight, March 14th, 1988. This NBA star wears number 30 and plays as a point and shooting guard. Who are we talking about? Number eight, March 14th, 1988. This NBA star wears number 30 and plays as a point and shooting guard. Who is he? Question number nine, March 27th, 1970. This singer has the nickname of Songbird Supreme. Who is she? Never heard this before today. Number nine, March 27th, 1970. This singer has the nickname of Songbird Supreme. Who is she? Question number 10, March 15th, 1988. This comedic rapper has the legal name of David Andrew Bird, B-U-R-D. Who is he? Number 10, March 15th, 1988. This comedic rapper has the legal name of David Andrew Bird. Who is he? All right, guys, those are the March birthday questions. 10 people who were famously born in March. Let's see if you can figure them all out from their birthday and that tidbit. We'll be back with the answers in just a second. Here we are with the answers to March birthdays. Let's see how you did. Question number one, March 2nd, 1904. This famous kids lit author with the first name of Theodore was born. What's his more famous name? Theodore Geisel is the full name. And the other name is obviously Dr. Seuss. Dr. Seuss, Cat in the Hat, Green Eggs and Ham, all that stuff. Number two, March 14th, 1879. This gravity-loving smart guy was born. Who was he? Albert Einstein. That's what I was looking for. Albert Einstein. Number two. Number three, March 20th, 1928. This guy was born who became famous for putting on shoes and sweaters daily. One of my all-time favorite people, Fred Rogers from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Born in 1928, and I think he died in the early 2000s. If I'm not mistaken. Number four, March 24th, 1874. This man with a wife named Bess died in 1936 doing a stunt. Who was it? Harry Houdini was the answer. Harry Houdini Bess was his wife. Number five, the article I was reading said him and Bess had like a secret sign language or language that they spoke to each other, but it might be a hoax. I don't know. Number five, March 25th, 1925. This author wrote a story called A Good Man Is Hard to Find. Who was she? Flannery O'Connor. That is a crazy story about just murder, but you should check it out. If you never had to read it in college, I highly suggest it. Flannery O'Connor, Good Man Is Hard to Find. I have a really cool vintage copy of that. Number six, March 31st, 1929. This woman was born, is famous for being the first CEO of a Fortune 500 company. Who was she? Liz Claiborne. Died in the 2000s as well. Liz Claiborne was that first female CEO of a Fortune 500 company. Trivia with Buds Productions, on its way to get on that Fortune 500 list. Maybe the Fortune 50. You never know. Number seven, March 1st, 1994. This Canadian singer has the middle name Drew. Who is he? Justin Bieber. Justin Drew Bieber. He seems like he'd be a Drew middle name, doesn't he? Drew. Number 8, March 14th, 1988. This NBA star was number 30 and plays, wears number 30, and plays as a point and shooting guard. Who is he? Steph Curry. Stephen Curry. Number 9, March 27th, 1970. This singer has the nickname of Songbird Supreme. Did you know it was Mariah Carey? The Songbird Supreme. That sounds like a dish that Taco Bell might serve up. It's like a taco that sings to you or something. Mariah Carey, Songbird Supreme. I want everybody from now on to officially refer to her as the Songbird Supreme and nothing else. Number 10, March 15th, 1988. This comedic rapper has the legal name of David Andrew Bird, and he was born, who is he? Lil Dicky. That's the rapper Lil Dicky. Look up some of his videos. They're very, very fun and inventive. And he's a pretty good rapper for being comedic. He's, I guess the Weird Al of rappers. I like it. I dig it. And you should too. Check out some Lil Dicky. Thank you guys so much for playing. Great topic, Jess. And so sorry I didn't get to these in March, but hey, I'm playing catch up. And if you want to pick a topic for the show like Jess did, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and sign up. You can join the squad. There's like 31 of you out there, and I love sending you stuff every month. I really do. I love finding the stuff, packaging it up, mailing it out with stamps.com, and then hearing what you liked from the packages. So if you want to be part of that, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and help support this show coming out every single day for 323 days. That would be so cool of you. And starting in mid-June, I will unveil brand new reward tiers for the next 6 months going forward. And I want your help picking what they are. Do you have an idea for a tier? Maybe something cool that I haven't thought of. Maybe you want pins. Maybe you want bumper stickers. Maybe you want tank tops. I don't know. It could be something physical. It could be something digital where you're like, hey, I just want to see a video of you dancing every single month. I can work that out. I can do that for you. My friend Drew Lynch does that. He has a Patreon page and he was on America's Got Talent. He does a little dancing video for his fans. I don't know what they get out of that, but something. They pay for it, and I can do whatever you want. So if you have an idea, just drop me a line. I would love for you to contribute to what those next tiers will be, ryanbuds@gmail.com, and I'll try and work it in. And we'll also be picking a new color for the podcast logo art. Right now it's blue. It's been that way for about 6 months or so. And special shout out to Brian Ward, who drew that logo. Get a lot of compliments on that all the time because I have stickers that I hand out to people and they're like, that looks just like you. I'm like, thanks, he drew it. So if you need some artwork, check out Brian Ward on my Facebook friends. You can find him easily. And we're going to change the background color. So I'll do a little survey on Patreon. I'll let the Patreon players pick. What do you want the next background color to be? You know, like red, blue, gray, orange, green, etc. And we'll change that logo just for you when we change the rewards. So check out that survey coming up very soon. Last thing, guys, I'm looking for reviews. If you have a few minutes, go to iTunes and leave us a review on there to help more people find the show. I'm at 109 right now. I'd love to have 120 by the end of May. That would be super songbird supreme of you guys to do that. And if you leave a review, email me, ryanbuds@gmail.com, and let me know you did, and give me your address, and I'll send you some free swag in the mail. It's that easy, and I would love for you to contribute your thoughts on what you like about this show on iTunes. That would be super cool. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend about this show, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.